Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Home. Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Cade Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Heidi Feldman, coach of the Knoxville Dance Team, about the dance team's upcoming fundraisers.
The dance garage sale coming up that's going to support your team's efforts and costumes and things like that.
Absolutely, yes. The dance team, we have been putting together items from 25 families. We have 23 kids on the dance team, and then myself and coaches and that kind of stuff. We're putting together great items, household items, clothing, you kind of name it, we've got it there. The sale will be on Saturday, this coming Saturday, June 4th, and it starts at 7 a.m. and goes till noon, and it's at the high school, the Knoxville High School in the Commons area, so it'll be nice and air-conditioned. Everything is free will donation, aside from, you know, we'll have like a small table of a few, you know, higher priced items, but everything else will be free will donation. So we're hoping everybody comes out and get some great stuff, and all of the money that we raise will go toward our competition fees, our costuming, our travel arrangements, anything that the dance team, our choreography, music, that kind of stuff, anything we need to purchase throughout our 2016-17 season. We rely 100% on fundraising, so anytime you see the dance team present in the community, you know, at a basketball game or a football game performing, those costumes, those were purchased with the help of the community and our fundraising efforts. So, you know, down from our choreography fees and our music, we have to, you know, edit music and that kind of stuff, and all that stuff costs money. Everything has a dollar, a price tag on it. So for us to be able to support the team the way we want to, and to be competitive the way we want to be competitive and represent Knoxville on the state level and the way that we want to and the way that we have been in the past, we really do rely on the community, and the community's been excellent to us. They have, anytime we have something, the community comes out and really takes care of us, and we really appreciate that.
Well, that leads right into kind of my next point, is the other thing that the dance team has going on is the Knoxville Stars of Tomorrow talent competition, which is actually supporting the community. And you mentioned that part of the reason for this is just the support that the dance team has felt from the community and wanting to give back.
Absolutely. I think we have laid out our team goals for 2016 and 17 for the season, and one of them is community service, giving back to our community that has been so supportive of us these past, you know, this will be my sixth or seventh year, I'm losing track with this team. So yes, it's a great life skill that I think these girls are really getting excited about and are enjoying being a part of. And we are hosting, we've got 15 acts for the talent show. They range from ages 5 to 15, I believe, 15 or 16, and a variety of singing, dancing, some solos, some groups, that kind of stuff, a variety of music styles, which will be really fun. And what's cuter than, you know, some kids getting up on stage and working on their passion. And all of these kids, I've asked them all to, you know, explain what performing means to them in a little questionnaire, and all of them are like, performing is my life, I love being on stage. So it's so fun to be able to see the next generation of our kids, our talent, loving the arts so much and loving being a part of that and loving entertaining. So that's important, I think. And then all the funds that we raise, there is admission at the door, $5 at the door. Some free will donation buckets. We have some baked goodies in the entrance of the auditorium where we've got some really talented baker moms, and those goodies will be delicious. And we also have a people's choice, so you can vote on your favorite act with money. And, you know, whoever has the most money in their bucket will win the people's choice trophy, which is very exciting. And all of those funds that we raise will be allocated to community service, community charities, such as the Youngs Park Miracle Playground Project, the Grand Theater, the Marion County Humane Society, Helping Hands, and Backpack Buddies.
I'm speaking with Heidi Feldman of the dance team once again. And Heidi, if you could just tell us, if people wanted to attend the Knoxville Stars of Tomorrow, what are the dates and times for that?
Absolutely. It is a Thursday, June 9th, Thursday evening. The doors will open at 6, and the performances will start at 6:30. And it is at the Knoxville High School Performing Arts Center, KPAC. So just, yeah, come to the high school, and it's in the lovely auditorium there.
Thanks again to Heidi Feldman and the Knoxville Dance Team. That's been today's Knoxville Farm and Home. Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, celebrating 25 years of being what a farm store should be. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIAKLS.com.